Life in the wood seemed to continue on without him taking part. Even a tree that wasn't from around here grew up and came to be loved. They called her Bugler the Rodo, and she was lucky enough to be big and beautiful and confident. "I am not endemic, yet here I have decided to belong." Our tree didn't know what endemic meant, but he also didn't care to find out, as it sounded different and worrying and odd.
So over time, our tree got sadder and sadder. He was especially sad in the evenings when Bugler and Lipcurl and the other trees, and sometimes even Letitia, came together to talk about the day and sing songs, with the doodahs donging their bluebells. The raw crows tried to keep tune, but eventually somebody would always tell them to stop singing.
At bedtime, they would all say goodnight to each other. But nobody said goodnight to our tree, because nobody knew what to call him. It was a strange day in April when an even stranger came into the woods.